Crowds of people were entering the Myers Fine Arts Building's Burke Gallery to view the rare handwritten document early this morning. Long held in the vaults of the New York State Library, this is part of a special tour to commemorate the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation. New York State Regent James Dawson.
This is extremely unique because the documents that you see here don't travel. They just don't travel. If it weren't that this was the 150th anniversary of the Emancipation Proclamation, this document would be housed deep in a safe in the New York State Library. And it's not even on public display in the New York State Library.
There are preservation issues.
New York State Education Department Deputy Commissioner for Cultural Education, Jeffrey Cannell.
The document, it's in Lincoln's own hand. Having it exposed to any light degrades it over time. So we're very careful. We've owned it for 150 years, taken care of it for 150 years. And if we continue to do it successfully, it'll be around for the 200th anniversary.
Regent James Dawson explains how the New York State Museum and Library came to own this document.
The United States Sanitary Commission was a private entity established by the Congress that took care of wounded soldiers and existed for about a year after the war and provided housing for wounded veterans. And he ended up giving them this document to raffle off, basically. And they raffled it off. And Garrett Smith, who was very busy buying land up here in Clinton, Essex, and Franklin counties, so that he could settle very poor African Americans from some of the big cities, bought 1,000 of the tickets and won the lottery, and then sold the document to the legislature, we think so that he could make a bit of a profit and use the money to buy more land to do the good abolition work that he was doing. The legislature then gave it to the New York State Library for stewardship. It's been there ever since.
Plattsburgh State Art Museum Director Seal Esposito.
It's beautiful. It is an absolutely gorgeous document. The handwriting is amazing. The paper, the patina on the paper and the age and the signatures, it's just all just very moving. I think it's interesting the prose, the way in which it's written, the actual words. And we do have a brochure that actually has the entire transcript in it. And just the manner in which it's written, the legal ease as well as just the style of the day is very impressive.
The exhibition is called The First Step to Freedom. SUNY Plattsburgh President John Etling, an historian, notes this pivotal document contains some differences from the final proclamation.
In the preliminary document, which was engrossed and signed by both Lincoln and his Secretary of State, William Seward, who was a former governor of New York, it gave the rebellious states of the Confederacy 100 days to lay down their arms and keep their slaves. But he said, if you don't stop this rebellion, then we will issue an Emancipation Proclamation formally freeing your slaves. And so it gave Southern states a chance to reconsider the course of action that they had been on for a year and a half. And of course, 100 days later, they weren't ready to give up. And so he issued the formal Emancipation Proclamation freeing the slaves on January 1st, 1863. And it's also letting the South know that now the abolition of slavery was a formal, acknowledged, official wartime goal for the United States.
The museum has coordinated with local schools, and three classes of fifth graders were among the first to arrive. Standing in line ahead of them was Scott Coleman of Morrisonville and his son, Connor.
I'm very excited. I come from Louisiana, actually. I moved up here 18 years ago, so I, you know, have some of a history of seeing what prejudice is like in the South. And my kids were very excited, too. Carson's in fifth grade, and he knows what the Emancipation Proclamation is, of course. They're very excited, too, to see the document.
Carson, your dad says you're excited?
Yeah, really excited. I don't know how to say it. He saw it in the newspaper.
How much do you know about President Lincoln and the proclamation?
We were learning about it in social studies, so I know a bit about him. Very important since it freed the slaves.
You feel like you're close to him. You know, my son said, "You think his ghost is walking around here, Daddy?" But just to know that you're at least close to something that it was very near and dear to him and that he wrote with his own hand is very exciting, because history seems so far away sometimes, so to actually see a piece of written history and get so close to it is definitely exciting.
President Lincoln's preliminary Emancipation Proclamation will be displayed at the Burke Gallery at Plattsburgh State until 9 p.m. tonight. It then moves on to Rochester, followed by Binghamton, Utica, and Albany. It has already been shown in Syracuse and on Long Island. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.